Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Azrin, the language nerd here. I hope you're having a nice Wednesday afternoon or whatever day and time it is for you right now as you are listening to this podcast episode. This is going to be a shorter episode, but nevertheless, I feel it's going to be meaningful and useful for many of the language learners listening today. I want to kick things off by reading a message that I received from someone yesterday. So here we go. I was going back and forth with someone, and the person said to me that after this batch of classes that I'm going to take, I'm going to need to take some time off for my work and to reevaluate. Honestly, I feel like I'm not really cut out for learning languages. And I wanted to talk about this because this is a common feeling. When people are learning a language, many people feel like it's too hard, and maybe they're just not good at it, and maybe they're not going to make it to their desired level of fluency. It's so common that even me, I've been living and breathing learning languages since essentially 2008. That's when I figured out that I had a passion around learning languages, or at least a strong interest around that time. But even before that, language learning was a part of my life. And so even for me, where language learning has been a part of my life for most of my life, even I have these kinds of thoughts. I remember in 2016, I was learning Mandarin. I had been learning Mandarin for about a year and a half. I had done approximately 2 months of intensive study, as well as a year and a half of Mandarin classes. And the classes were, if I remember correctly, I went to class about 2 days a week on average. I was supposed to go 3 days a week, but I would inevitably skip some of my classes. So I wasn't completely new at the language. I'd been studying for a couple of years, and I'd done 2 months of full-time study. So I thought to myself that I should be at least conversationally fluent, at least be able to hold some simple conversations with people. But I wasn't nearly at that level. I wasn't at the level that I thought I should have been at. So I remember I was sitting in my bedroom, laying on my bed, thinking to myself that maybe I'm not ever going to learn Mandarin to a high level. Maybe I won't. Maybe I just thought I can learn languages. Maybe I thought this is something I'm capable of doing because I learned French and Spanish. But maybe I was wrong, because French and Spanish are really similar. They're not that different. They're different, of course, but they share a lot of similarities. And maybe I had an easier time with French and Spanish because I already spoke English. And even French and Spanish, they have some similarities with English. Mandarin is wildly different. I don't have any previous experiences learning a language that's wildly different than anything else I speak. Maybe I actually can't do this. Sound familiar? I'm willing to bet many of you have had these kinds of thoughts before too. Maybe you only speak English and you're trying to learn whatever language, Spanish, and you've thought to yourself, wow, I've never tried to learn a language. Maybe I can't do this. So these thoughts are very normal. We have to start there. Now, the next thing to understand is that when you try to do something difficult, when you try to learn something new that's difficult, all of us, 100% of the human race, to my knowledge anyway, and based on my experience, goes through emotional ups and downs. They go through an emotional roller coaster. Some people, depending on your temperament, depending on your DNA, depending on how your brain works, your chemicals, depending on how you were raised, depending on lots of factors. But for some of you, the emotional ups and highs are a lot higher and a lot lower. Meaning when you're emotionally high, you're very excited, and perhaps you're even impulsive, and you feel almost, the emotional high is almost too high. It's not good to have it that high, perhaps. And then when you hit an emotional low, it's way too low. And that's actually not good. You don't want it to be that low. And then some people have a flatter emotional roller coaster. It's not nearly as, not nearly as extreme. And so it's different for everybody. But the fact of the matter remains that all of us go through these emotional ups and downs. And when you are at the bottom, when you're at an emotional low, okay, it's important to understand that all of us, 100%, this is just how we are as a human race, okay? All of us, we're going to have the same thoughts. We have the same types of thoughts no matter who you are. Let me tell you what kind of thoughts you're going to have. You're going to think to yourself, I can't do this. In other words, you don't have a lot of self-confidence, low self-esteem. Alone. You might feel alone. Everybody else is doing fine, but I'm not, right? You might have, I said low self-esteem. I said that already, right? You might even blame stuff on the outside. Oh, well, I'm not able to learn a language because I'm 52 years old. I'm just a senior. It's not for me. You externalize. These are all things that we do. All of us, by me too. I'm including myself in this. We have these thoughts. It's a human trait. We all have these thoughts at the bottom when we're emotionally low. Now, because we all have these thoughts when we're at an emotional low, it's important to realize that these thoughts are not necessarily true thoughts. They're not necessarily true. Let me give you an extreme example. This is how I think of it. When you are at an emotional low or an emotional high, you have to take all of your thoughts. Every thought that goes through your mind must be taken with a grain of salt. You know when someone who's super drunk says something, they say, yeah, I'm fine, I can drive. Yes, I can do this. Or they yell at you for something, or they cry about something. When someone's super drunk and they've had way too much alcohol, well, you don't trust everything that's going through their mind. They're not thinking straight. They're not thinking rationally. They get violent. They get sad. They get emotional. They get overconfident. They think they can drive the car, but they can't drive the car. They're not thinking straight. They're just not. Well, guess what? When you are at an emotional, at an emotional high or an emotional low, you can't trust your thoughts. And you can't trust your feelings. You're not thinking straight. You're not. So when you're at, let's take the emotional low, let's take that example. When you are at that emotional low, you need external support. The same way that when someone is way too drunk and they passed out on the floor or they can barely stand up, maybe they're vomiting, whatever it is. The same way that when someone is way too drunk, they need their friend to help them get back into their apartment. The friend has to maybe book them a cab. The friend has to talk them down from being overly violent or aggressive or rash or sad, or they need help from their friends or maybe a friend. You need some external support. Okay. A lot of you might be able to relate with this. If you've ever, maybe you've been that person for a friend, or maybe you were the person who was way too drunk, having an emotional breakdown, and you needed that help from someone. Maybe you can relate, right? You need that external support. Otherwise, who knows where that night goes? Who knows where the night goes if you're overly drunk and you don't have some friend or someone with you to be an emotional support? Heck, maybe the bartender has to call the cops. The bartender has to be that emotional support. But you need someone. You often, if not always, when you're way too drunk, if you don't want bad things to happen, you've got to have that external support. Well, listen, when you're at an emotional low, you need external support. That's very important. And that's what's going to help you get out of that emotional low. So when you think to yourself, going back to the text message that I read out to you guys, right? When you think to yourself, hey, maybe I'm not cut out for this, that's just a representation of you being at an emotional low. It's not a representation of the truth. Does that make sense? It's what you think, the thoughts you have when you're at emotional highs or emotional lows, you cannot trust them at all. You can't really trust them. You're not thinking straight right now. You're not thinking straight. So you've got to be very careful with which thoughts you entertain when you're at an emotional low or emotional high. Right? You have to sort of get out of it and then reflect afterwards. Say, okay, now let me make a decision with a level head. Right? First, you have to kind of work your way out of it, then make a decision with a level head. Does that make sense? So get some external support, whether it be from your tutor, whether it be from, God, who else would you get external support from? Could be friends or family, could be someone, other language learners, you know. I think a lot of language learners, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think a lot of language learners go it alone. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I truly don't think it's a good thing. I think having an emotionally intelligent tutor can be very useful. Someone who's got good emotional intelligence, who's used to working with different people, is used to having people who feel discouraged, know how to help you, they can talk it out with you, they listen to you, almost like a therapist or something. It's really beneficial because learning a language is not easy. It's not easy. You need a teammate. You need a team. You need a partner. It's not something that you can do it by yourself. Not to say you can't. But boy, oh boy, for a lot of people that have those kinds of thoughts of, am I good enough? Can I do this? They have the self-doubt. You have really high emotional highs and really low emotional lows when it comes to learning a language. These are the type of people that need that external. I highly recommend you have a partner. Often that's going to show up as a tutor. Maybe it's a study buddy. But the study buddies, you got to be careful, because maybe if they go through a bad emotional low and you're going through an emotional low, you're just going to create a more downward spiral for the two of you. So that's not good. I remember I had a conversation with me and my one guy I used to work, me and my friend that I used to work with at my old company. We were both whining and complaining, and we were going down this. We're basically whining and complaining about everything that was happening at our job at the time. It feels really good. It feels good in the moment. Like, yeah, screw that and screw that. It feels power. It gives you power, right? And then, of course, the guy I was talking to was like, yeah, this is probably not healthy, is it? And I was like, oh, Dad, you're probably right. And we stopped. Luckily, he had the sense to say that, because I definitely was not going to say that in the moment. So it's the external support. That's what I'm trying to say. You need that external support. It's very important to get through emotional highs and lows. And no, I'll just tell you right now, you are not someone who is necessarily bad at learning languages, or you're unable to learn a language. It's not true for the average adult learner. That's generally speaking not the case. There are extreme examples where it is. You know, my sister is a good example, and I'm nothing against my sister, but she is developmentally delayed. She's disabled, mentally disabled, severely. She's 26 years old. Her brain is developed at the same rate as a two-year-old, essentially. So she is someone who is most likely never in her lifetime ever going to speak a language fluently. Not to the way that I'm doing on a podcast or things like that. That's probably just not going to happen for her. She has brain damage. It's not going to. So there are extreme examples like that. Of course there are. But they're few and far between. Very few. Very, very few. 99.9%, and if you think about what that really means, 99.9, it's a lot. It's almost all of you. You can do it. When you're having thoughts of self-doubt, or externalizing why you're not progressing, or low self-esteem, or feeling alone and isolated, low confidence, when you're feeling these kinds of things, it's just a manifestation of being at the bottom of an emotional roller coaster. And you've got to get some external support to work you through it, so you can start to move up that roller coaster once more. One more thing I'll say, then we'll wrap this up. One last thing. I highly encourage everyone to take necessary steps to flatten out their emotional roller coaster. No one's going to have a flat line in terms of their roller coaster. No one's going to have a flat ride, like a flat road. If you do, well, you flatlined and you're dead. Like, that's not good. Everyone's going to have ups and downs. That's just life. But you want to flatten those ups and downs out as much as you possibly can. When you're super up and you're really excited, you want to knock yourself down a peg. Like, oh yeah, things are really good. But remember, like, enjoy this. Yes, this is amazing. I'm happy. I'm grateful. And at some point, you know, things are going to go down again. Might be in a year, might be in a day, might be in a week, might be in 5 years. Who knows? But things will go down again. At some point or another. Now, this might be by the way, this is a tip for life in general, not just for language learning, but, right? Just keep that in mind. Like, be grateful, enjoy it, but understand that life's a roller coaster. Things will go down again at some point. And when things are down, you have to remind yourself, hey, listen, this things suck right now, but they're not going to suck forever. Things suck right now, but if I take baby steps, I take one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, I keep doing that. I get external support. That's very important. It's, in fact, probably, it's even crucial. It's necessary. You get the external support one step at a time, and things will get better, right? You have to keep that front of mind. Anyway, let's wrap this up here. I appreciate your attention as always. And we'll speak later. Bye for now.